Michael Crandon, and I represent myself, but I'm the state member for Coomera.
The success of this program will, I guess, be felt much further down the track when it comes to recidivism. But, you know, as a member of Parliament, you've sat here today and seen the effects that this program has already had. This is only the third one that's been run here in Queensland. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are it's a confirmation of what I've been feeling. We have to find other ways of changing the world, and this is one of those ways. It's all very well for us to come along and put people behind bars and let them go and have them, you know, recommit offences, but we have to look at ways, and this is all for society. It might be for these guys as prisoners, but it's for society that we need this type of program, and I'm 100% behind it.
What about those out there that say, oh, look, it's just, you know, kumbaya and hugs and you're being too soft on these people? That's not what prison's all about.
You know, I have never met anyone that physically says that after they understand what the program is about. When they, and it's not just about this program, it's about looking at things a different way. I am all for tough sentencing on prisoners, on people that create or cause, you know, pain and anguish out there in the community. I'm all for tough sentencing, but tough sentencing and permanent incarceration is only there for a very, very small group of people. The rest of these guys need an opportunity to open their eyes. Okay, and so from my perspective, it's a matter of saying to them, the lawmakers, let's look at different ways of doing it, because it's not only going to benefit these guys, it's going to benefit society, and that's the final goal for all of us.
What we've seen today is a microcosm of the early successes of a program like this. For a program to be fully supported and rolled out to be a much greater scale is going to need more than the Prison Fellowship Association, the Prison Fellowship people and their limited funds. Is there a role for the government to be looking at making something like this more of a structure within corrective services?
I think there is. There's no doubt in my mind that this is a little bit like this type of program is a little bit like when you're doing maintenance. This is preventative maintenance. Okay. Now, preventative maintenance. What are we preventing? Well, we're preventing more crime in the community, but we're also reducing costs in the community for this. You know, for prisons and so forth, by having less people coming back through the system. So it's preventative maintenance from that perspective, and I've forgotten the question you asked me.
I'm just wondering who's going to pay for it. If we want to make it bigger, will the government put its money where its mouth is if it sees the evidence that this is going to save it money?
Okay, so coming from that perspective, I think there's absolutely, it's essential for us to prove to government that this type of thing is going to, in the long run, save money and prevent crime in society. Therefore, we're going to need, in the same way as we're doing running programs around the state for boot camps and so forth, we're going to need to put some seed money into this type of program and start measuring the results so that we're comfortable with where they're going and move forward from there.
So you're an MP. Have you started the ball rolling?
I've started the ball rolling in more than one way. Look, let me just say, I'm coming from this from a number of different perspectives. First of all, a family member of mine was a perpetrator, I'm talking about a very serious offence. Another family member of mine, my mother-in-law, in fact, was murdered by her second husband, and I've seen the impact on my wife and her sisters, and the ripple effect that these guys talk about. I've known about that from both sides for a long, long time. So I've spoken to, as I said to David the other night, I've spoken to some of my colleagues about this type of program and about changes, and they are on board.
You know what you've got to do? You've got to get some of your colleagues to come to one of these ceremonies.
Give me time. Watch this space.